with The Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. The poultry industry raises more than 300 million chickens a year on Maryland's eastern shore. About 700 million pounds of manure from these chickens is spread on farm fields as fertilizer, which pollutes the Chesapeake Bay. 3 years ago, Governor Martin O'Malley's administration promised new regulations on poultry manure to comply with federal pollution limits for the bay. The new restrictions would stop many poultry farmers on the lower eastern shore from spreading any more chicken manure on their fields. Because the fields are already saturated with phosphorus, a nutrient in manure that runs off and pollutes streams. But twice, most recently in November, the O'Malley administration has delayed implementing these new phosphorus rules because of protests from the politically influential poultry industry. Now, a bill in the General Assembly would again delay the rules until the state could conduct a lengthy economic impact study. Environmentalists worry that more delay could be fatal for regulations important not only for clean water, but also human health. Dr. Robert Lawrence is a director at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He said O'Malley's environmental legacy is at stake in making sure the state keeps its promise to impose the manure restrictions before O'Malley leaves office in December. Poultry feed often contains antibiotics that can create dangerous bacteria in poultry waste, Dr. Lawrence said.
We have contaminated the ecosystem. We have contaminated our waterways. We have exposed the human population to pathogens that have acquired antibiotic resistance. It's a mess, and it needs to stop.
Buddy Hance is Maryland's Secretary of Agriculture. He said the O'Malley administration is committed to implementing the twice-delayed phosphorus management regulations this year.
The governor wanted to make sure we had a practical way to implement those regulations and not significantly impact an industry that's very important to Maryland. It is our agriculture's number one industry, and poultry is certainly our number one sector in agriculture. So we withdrew those regs, went back, and tried to strike a compromise.
Hans said that as part of that compromise with farmers, the restrictions on the application of manure will be phased in over time. Rena Steinzer is an environmental law professor at the University of Maryland.
It is certainly true that we've treated agriculture with kid gloves in this state for too long. If we ever hope to restore that bay, we've got to make agriculture do its fair share.
Virgil Shockley is a poultry farmer opposed to more government regulation. He said the state's proposed restrictions on spreading manure would mean he could no longer use his chicken's litter as a free fertilizer on half his fields in Worcester County. Instead, he said he would have to buy chemical nitrogen fertilizer at a cost of $100 per acre for his corn fields.
If I have to buy the fertilizer to make up for the manure that I can't spread, there's no way I would grow a corn crop. I would strictly grow beans, and that would be it. Farming will not end on the shore if this is passed. What will end is corn production. Now, what does that mean? That means the poultry on the shore that relies on the corn has to import more corn at a cost.
A shift away from corn could reduce the profits of some farms. But in the long run, less corn and more diverse crops could help the health of the eastern shore and its streams. Growing corn to feed chickens requires more fertilizer, meaning more pollution in the Chesapeake Bay. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.